For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st President of the United States and the father of former President George W. Bush, has died. He was 94. The former president passed away on Friday night at 10:10 p.m., according to a spokesperson, Jim McGrath. This is George H.W. Bush announcing the liberation of Kuwait following Operation Desert Storm on February 29, 1991.
I am pleased to announce that at midnight tonight, exactly 100 hours since ground operations commenced, and 6 weeks since the start of Operation Desert Storm, all United States and coalition forces will suspend offensive combat operations.
The Berlin Wall fell while he was in the White House. The U.S. began building relationships with the former Soviet bloc, and his Operation Desert Storm was the most popular American military intervention since World War II. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Goodbye NAFTA and hello USMCA. President Trump on signing a new trade deal with Mexico and Canada.
A truly groundbreaking achievement.
Despite the agreement, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau took aim at Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum, saying they need to end. Former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger now faces a murder charge in the shooting death of unarmed neighbor Botham Jean. Dallas County District Attorney Faith Johnson.
We're not contending what may have happened, what was in her mind before. Only thing we're saying is that at the moment of this shooting, it was an intentional and knowing offense.
The grand jury decided to make the change to murder after hearing the evidence. Geiger claimed she thought she'd entered her own apartment rather than her neighbor's and mistook the 26-year-old accountant for an intruder. The U.S. government has set aside nearly $17 million to help pay for counseling, therapy, rehab, and more for victims affected by the Las Vegas Strip massacre that left 58 people dead and more than 850 injured. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Scientists say our planet recently rang like a bell. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
National Geographic is reporting that it happened a few weeks ago, a mysterious rumble rolling around the world. Seismic monitors first picking the event up near Madagascar. It was then picked up in Chile, New Zealand, and Hawaii. A seismologist at Columbia University saying he'd never seen anything like it. Goran Ekstrom says it was as though the planet rang like a bell, maintaining a low-frequency monotone as it spread. French scientists say they suspect the ringing may have been caused by a new underwater volcano forming near Madagascar, though as of now, no one is certain what it was from.
A small twin-engine jet crashes into a wooded area in southern Indiana. State Police spokesman Sergeant Jerry Gooden.
We're being assisted by Clark County Sheriff's Department, Jeffersonville City Department, Clarksville Town Department. We have several police agencies here that are helping us at the scene. And obviously, several fire departments are also assisting us at the scene along with the coroner's office here in Clark County. So we feel like we do have sufficient manpower at this time to be able to handle the scene. Obviously, right now, we're just at a holding pattern until we get the NTSB and the FAA on scene.
All three people on the plane were killed. The plane had taken off from an airport about 15 miles north of Louisville, heading for Chicago. It crashed about 10 miles after takeoff. One of the victims was a board member and Louisville architect from Ball State University. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.